There you hear the sounds of the Toronto Police Pipe Band. And here in studio, we have today Craig Stewart and Sean. Let me be sure I have your last names correctly. Sean McEwen. Sean McEwen. Yep. Thank you. I almost said Sean Stewart. Sean McEwen and Craig Stewart, who are both with the Toronto Police Pipe Band and Pittsburgh's George Baldoros. Good morning, George.
Good morning, Larry.
Let me get your mic on.
Good morning, Larry.
There we go. We can hear you better. And the Toronto Police Pipe Band is in town for the Balmoral Classic, which got underway last night and continues today and tomorrow. And it's a pleasure to have you guys here. Tell me a bit about the band, how it got started, and who's in it.
Well, way back in 1912, the band first formed, and it's a police organization, so it's part of the Toronto Police. And it's gone through times of, it's got a strong association of the police service in terms of community events and police service events. But that's not what we're doing this weekend. We're throwing tradition out the window. We've got a few traditional classics, but what we're looking to do is we're pushing the boundaries of what the traditional concepts of pipe band music is. We like to push the boundaries so much so that it's still complementary, I would say, to the idiom of bagpipes and drums and Highland drums, respecting tradition but pushing boundaries in what the instrument can do. It's exciting stuff. The clip that's going on in the background right now is actually one of our competition medleys. So that'll give you a taste of, this is our traditional side of stuff, but we've got stuff in this concert coming out. Like, we're playing an arrangement of Pachelbel's Canon.
Huh.
with some Scottish reels in it in the middle. There's a lot of fun stuff going on. To be honest with you, it's going to be one of those things that if people come out to the show, they're going to come out expecting some traditional stuff. You get a little bit of that, but the stuff that we do and we like to do as a pipe band, especially in concert, will blow people away in terms of what they thought a pipe band could achieve and what they could perform doing. It's one of those things. It's I think will take a lot of people by surprise.
And Sean, what do you play?
I play bagpipes. So I'm the pipe major of the band. I run the band. Along with Craig. So Craig here is our lead drummer. He runs the drum section. So collectively, we run the band. We try to come up with good music that'll complement what we can do, our skill level. And we're considered one of the top-level pipe bands in the world. We're a grade one pipe band. So we're one of the 20 best bands in the world. And for people who don't really understand what that's about, there are hundreds of pipe bands worldwide. And when we get together, you know, we'll go over to Glasgow once a year for the World Pipe Band Championships, and we're competing with the best of the best. And, you know, we hold our own. We do quite well. We've got some great players in the band, a lot of talent, a lot of acclaimed solo competitors, as well as, in terms of the band, we've got a really strong reputation of being a good band competitively, but also musically for, you know, creating our own stuff and our own arrangements.
Let's get a sense of size for your band when you perform. I'm suspecting there's maybe 20 musicians or so.
Yeah, so we have a smaller portion of our band coming out this weekend, but it's still a big band. We have 15 pipers here, and we have in total, I think, 8 drummers we've got.
8 drummers, correct.
And they're all certainly not identical band pipes or bagpipes, but all the same range. Or,
well, that's the idea. I mean, if the listeners can hear what's going on in the background, I mean, that's 15 pipers and 8 drummers all playing in absolute unison.
Yeah.
So we've all got the same equipment. You know, the operator is different for each, but the equipment's all the same. You know, the tools are there, the music's all the same, and the goal is to play together, deliver with some excitement, and that's what you can hear going on right now.
Especially with the drums, with all due respect to the pipers, but people in marching bands know that if you have a snare line, the idea is for all the snare drums to sound just like one drum, and it's pretty challenging for everybody to play in unison like that.
That's our number one challenge, and we work very hard at that, and I think we've managed it, and you'll see it tonight. But this is not just a traditional pipe band snare drum show we have going on. I mean, we have keyboards happening. We have cajones, djembes, full drum kit for one selection. I mean, there's all kinds of percussion happening on stage. It's been very exciting for us to put it together and just start from scratch and see where we're going to go with it and the direction that all the music took. And I think we have an excellent show, and we're really excited to get it moving.
If you're just joining us, Craig and Sean are here with us from the Toronto Police Pipe Band. And if you're a Pittsburgher, you're wondering, George Balderas must be involved in this somehow, mustn't he? And he is here. Good morning, George.
Good morning, Larry.
Is this the 10th anniversary?
It is indeed the 10th annual Balmoral Classic. The other main feature is the U.S. Junior Solo Bagpiping and Drumming Championship, which is going on today at Central Catholic High School. And the evening concert will start about 8 o'clock this evening.
And that's at Central Catholic. Tell me about the junior members you have this year competing.
Well, there's 12 pipers from as far away as California and Ontario, Illinois, Michigan, and so on, several from Pennsylvania, that are coming to compete for prize bagpipes donated by the manufacturers in Scotland, as well as a prize snare drum for the drumming competition. And they put a lot of work into it. The piping event is a March to Spain reel. They submit two medleys in that category, and then two of the classical pipe music pieces called pibroch. And then the drummers submit a March to Spain reel medley and a hornpipe and jig medley. So the MSR medley takes place in the afternoon, the pibroch in the morning as we speak, and the drummers follow back basically the same schedule.
That's very challenging. Most of these students have probably been at it for many years to reach the level of accomplishment.
They have. Most of them have won in their regional associations the top honors in grade one or grade two amateur. The competition is limited to those pipers and drummers who are 21 years of age and younger. So there are some 15 to 16-year-olds who are competing. In fact, a 15-year-old 2 years ago won it.
Who's actually, George? So the individual that won it, Gavin Mackay, is a member of the Toronto Police Pipe Band.
Oh. Ah.
So we've got a lot of talent in the band, and he's been developed through George's program as well.
Well, that's something. Great. Well, one thing I'm curious about is this is hopefully there's no silly questions. I get to ask them anyway.
No, fire away, Larry.
So are you guys cops?
I am.
Are you?
I am not.
You're not. Okay.
So the band is made up of a mix of police officers and civilian volunteers.
Okay.
It's a great organization that you know welcomes anyone that's willing to be a part of it and volunteer their time. And like I said earlier, we participate in a lot of city functions, police functions. But for us, this is what we love to do. We love to not only compete but perform, and we love to get our material out there and you know, like I was saying, push the boundaries a little bit of what people think pipe bands are capable of. Well, this is our passion. This is what most of the guys are on board to do.
What a great way to build community too, for police officers to be performing and interacting with folks, and it's nice to have others. Are there women in the band or all guys? Okay,
women, and we've got people of all ages. We have people ranging. We actually have one of the legends of piping in Bill Livingston playing with our band, who's 75 years old, but we've also got a 14-year-old playing in the band as well, just to give you an idea of the diverse range of players that we have on board. It's a mix of whatever you could imagine.
That's amazing. Well, tell me, each of you, I'm curious about how you came to play your instruments. And Craig, let me start with you. How did you get involved as a percussionist? I'm assuming you play snare.
I do, yeah.
Yeah. How did you get involved with the band?
I grew up with the music. My parents were Glaswegian immigrants to Toronto, and as far back as I can remember, there was pipe band records playing in the house. My dad started as a drummer, switched to the pipes. Both of my brothers are pipers, and I didn't go down that road. found myself tapping away on paint cans to various pipe band albums as a child, and it just seemed a natural progression for me. My dad put me into some lessons, and off we went, and I've been doing that for many years.
Did you start professionally pretty early in life?
As far as that goes, yeah, I was one of the few that made the jump to the professional level right away without having played in any lower grade bands. I mean, that's not traditionally the way it goes. You work your way up from, you know, grade 5, 4, 3, 2 to the top level. I had just been playing so long on my own, and just when the lessons started, it just seemed to work out for me, and I jumped right to the top level.
Now, you mentioned the other percussion instruments that people can see at tonight's concert. It's not just snare drums that your ensemble has brought for your performance tonight. You have a mix?
Absolutely. We have one of the guys in the drum corps playing a drum set. We have a cajon. We have djembes. We have shakers going on. We have some muffled snare drum work that's working. We have some Cooperman rope tension drums to give us a different sort of martial feel to some of the music. So it's been a lot of fun.
And the concert tonight is at Central Catholic, which is where most of the Balmoral Classic activities are taking place. Balmoralclassic.org is where you go for additional information. What time is tonight's show, George?
Tonight's show's at 8 o'clock. There's an award ceremony at 7:30 where the winners of the competition that's taking place now will be recognized. And then the winners of the drumming and the piping contest, the overall winners, will give a performance of their winning selections at the beginning of the second set.
Oh, that's terrific. So you'll get to hear some young winners as well as the musicians from the Toronto Police Pipe Band. Let's listen to them. This is the Toronto Police Pipe Band. Sounds great, the precision of the snare drums coming through. This is a field recording, actually, of the Toronto Police Pipe Band. I know that because I removed a little wind as I was listening to it. I could hear the wind blowing. And let me turn to Sean, who is a piper. And actually, it's kind of cool. Craig heads up the drum section, Sean, the piping section of the Toronto Police Pipe Band. What got you started on the pipes?
My grandfather came over from Scotland when he was in his 20s. He had a large family, but when he was back home in Glasgow, he was part of the Gordon Highlanders, which is an army regiment, and he was heavily involved in the pipe bands. And when he came over to Canada, that was his connection, getting into the pipe bands. And when I was a kid, my parents put me through accordion and piano and, you know, just my guitar. Actually, my family still, my dad's a great guitar player. My brother's playing with a great band down in Texas. But I took a liking to the pipes, and my grandfather would drive me out to my early practices when I was young. He got me lessons, got me started in a youth pipe band. And for me, it was instant. We won the World Pipe Band Championships for the juvenile grade, which is under 19, my first year ever playing. And that, for me, just blew me away, and I was hooked instantly. I thought, you know, as a 14-year-old kid, if I can travel the world and become a world champion, you know, if I can do that my first year, I'm in for life.
Yeah, and then did that lead you to becoming a police officer? Or how did that come together?
Yeah, it the Toronto Police and the Toronto Police Pipe Band, there's a very strong connection there, obviously. But the Toronto Police Pipe Band is very well represented by police members. And for me, becoming a police officer, was always in the back of my mind. I went through my schooling, and when I was finished, I thought, you know, I love the pipe band. I love the people in it. I love the idea of serving your community. So the pipe band was kind of the icing on the cake for me. You know, that was kind of the – it put the seal on the deal, if you will.
Yeah, it's kind of neat the way it all comes together. George, I should, but I don't know. I don't think the Pittsburgh Police have a pipe band, do they?
They do. The Pittsburgh Police Emerald Society pipe band. They're not a competition band. They're mostly a band for ceremonial purposes.
And what about the county? Is there a county band?
No, there isn't a county band. There used to be under Sheriff Kuhn, but when he passed away, I think it fell apart.
Okay. I remember that band. Once again, we just have a couple minutes left. Tonight, Central Catholic High School is the place, and the concert starts at 8 o'clock. There'll be a set from the Toronto Police Pipe Band, who you hear, have heard a little bit from this morning, both the two representatives we have and a couple of recordings we've shared with you. Then an intermission, then you'll hear the winners from the various divisions of the Balmoral Classic competition, and then another set from the Toronto Police Pipe Band. Just listen to that for a second. And being live and hearing the energy, the pulses of those drums sort of moving the air as well as the pipes, really will be an exciting thing. It doesn't really do it justice to hear it recorded. And that'll all be this evening. BalmoralClassic.org is the website. Anything else we should mention, George? If people want to learn more about potentially taking lessons or more about bagpiping?
Yes, BalmoralSchool.org. We're a nonprofit school for bagpipe and drumming instruction. We were founded in 1979, and we have the Balmoral Highlanders Pipe Band, or I'm sorry, Balmoral Pipes and Drums Pipe Band, which is BalmoralPipesandDrums.org. So you can check us out as well.
Excellent. And Craig and Sean, thank you. Anything else I might have neglected to ask you? We're glad you're here today.
No, you know, I want to add that anyone that's on the fence coming should absolutely come to the show, because we put a lot of time and a lot of energy and focus into putting together a great show, and it's not going to be what the typical non-pipe band audience would think they would get out of the show. You would get 100 times more. It's going to be excellent. We have some of the best players in the world playing in this concert. It'll be great.
Sounds good. Craig?
No, Sean covered it. I mean, it's with all the instrumentation, the different arrangements, the compositions that we're playing, it's a very exciting show. If you're expecting just a straight pipe band, that's not what you're going to get. It's going to be so much more.
It's not your Scotland the Brave and clap and go home. There's going to be
absolutely
a lot
not
happening.
So much more.
Well, thanks. It's tonight, 8 o'clock, Central Catholic High School, BalmoralClassic.org. Thanks to Sean and Craig and George. And thanks to Bill Askin, also from Balmoral's board, for getting in touch with us about this year's Balmoral Classic.